wild road Indian girl, bright Alfarata, where sweet the waters are.
The Blue Juniata is an American song from the late 1800s and is featured in the book Little House on the Prairie. For the past month, teachers have been gathering at the University of Pittsburgh to learn how to use such songs in their classes. Del Cockrell is director of the Center for Popular Music at Middle Tennessee State University and heads Pause Fiddle Project. He addressed the Voices Across Time group.
The Pause Fiddle Project is about the music that's embedded in the Little House books written by Laura Ingalls Wilder. There are 127 songs embedded in those books, and they function in interesting and compelling ways.
The Little House books are required reading in many classrooms in the U.S. and used extensively in homeschooling. By letting students hear the music, it allows them to better connect to the stories and stay engaged. And that's what many of these teachers are looking for, ways to keep kids excited about learning.
It has helped my kids learn to read, learn their math facts, and, you know, but in early childhood, you can use it to teach about historical figures, you can use it to teach about holidays, and it's something that keeps the kids engaged.
Jenna Monchek is an early childhood teacher in South Carolina. She says music is a powerful tool to teach diversity, acceptance, history, and most importantly, historical context. For instance, there are numerous songs used to teach events of the 1960s, such as the Vietnam War and the Civil Rights Movement.
We shall overcome.
They're really going to help us make the kids more interested, I think, in history, which is something that a lot of teachers struggle with, to get their kids really engaged in the topic of, you know, studying the past.
But teachers have standards they have to meet with their curriculum, so finding time for music can be a bit tricky, according to 8th grade social studies teacher from Memphis, Mary Beth Hutchinson.
A lot of us, even veteran teachers who've been teaching 20, 30 years, the new reality is that you teach to a test. In many, many instances. And the tests do not include music.
Hutchinson says giving kids information through music can help them understand what they're learning.
Whenever I've used musical examples, kids snap to attention, they are ready to engage. Kids that are in the back, barely making eye contact, feel comfortable with music and feel comfortable engaging in subjects that they might not otherwise have been.
Dave Wodoslawski is a high school social studies teacher in McKeesport. He says the music used doesn't have to be super old to be an effective teaching tool. In part of his curriculum, he uses songs of the Cold War era.
You know, have them create either a parody or a rap regarding the Cold War. What it does is engages higher level thinking, you know, higher order thinking in regards to synthesizing the information that they've learned and turning it into something that's coherent.
Beyond teaching history or literature using music, there are other practical applications. Asiel Gonzalez teaches American history in the Dallas, Texas area. English is not the first language of many of his students. He says music, while effective for all kids, can be especially helpful to those learning English.
It helps them develop their reading, their pronunciation, their understanding, listening, speaking. Helps a lot. And in music, you know, helps you remember a lot of things. So if you remember a song, it will bring out all these other memories that we've done in class. So it gets you moving. It's more interactive.
During the 5-week program, teachers learned about songs of industrialization, the Depression, songs of the railroad, the music of the Civil War and World Wars, and even the role of rap and hip hop in history and current events. The Voices Across Time workshop is offered every few years. Dean Root is the director of the Center for American Music at Pitt. He says the program is a true hit with teachers. Those who've completed the program say they've seen great results.
One of the reasons that this is so successful in their schools is because the sound of history is absent. This provides them with a link to that very natural, very human, even preferred way of experiencing the world and many people is through their ears.
The teachers, like Mary Beth Hutchinson, say they're excited to take what they've learned and use it in their classrooms this fall.
The arts, especially in a social studies or a U.S. history test, are almost non-existent. It is very fact-based. It is who made the Louisiana Purchase? Where did we, from whom did we purchase Florida? What is the purpose of the Oregon Trail? And you miss a lot of the human elements of the whys.
And through music, the whys become a little bit clearer or simply help students better retain information. And since music is, as Henry Wadsworth Longfellow put it, the universal language of mankind, there's no shortage of material for educators to pull from. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.